Our countdown to tip-off continues here on From the Press Box to Press Row. We're joined by a man in his second season as the head men's basketball coach at UDC. And this man was a great basketball player in the NBA for the Washington Bullets for a number of years, an assistant coach in the NBA, and also a head men's basketball coach formerly. No stranger to the program, as we are joined by Jeff Rulin. Coach Rulin, welcome back to From the Press Box to Press Row.
Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. And, you know, you guys looking to kind of get off on the right foot a little bit. And let's just start. You had a preseason game against Villanova, who's preseason number six, an outstanding basketball team, of course, last year. You lose that game 95-58. And if you look at it from a box score perspective, and I know you don't believe in moral victories with your background, but when you look at it from a score perspective, I mean, that's not really bad. Can you talk to us about that game and what you saw from your team?
Yeah, if you look deep into it, you know, like I told some people that we only shot 11-26 from the free throw line, and we missed a lot of open shots. So, in reality, it should probably have been a 15-20 point, you know, probably a 20-point game, which would have signed up for right away. But we played it, you know, thanks to Coach Wright. It was a great atmosphere. It's in the Wells Fargo Arena, which was formerly the Wachovia Center. It's where the Sixers play. Great atmosphere. You know, we've got a pretty good team this year. We've got three freshmen, and the idea was play, you know, a great opponent in a great arena and get them acclimated so that when the regular season opens up, they're not, you know, looking at kind of like a deer in the headlights. So a lot of positives to be taken from that, and, you know, it worked out well. You know, still a long way to go. Our starting center, Tyreek Jones, is in our first scrimmage of the year, if someone fell on his ankle, so he hasn't played. And probably our best player, Nigel Munson, is recovering from a broken wrist from last year, so he's going to be going to miss probably the first five or seven games. But when he gets back, we should be really rolling.
Do you attribute, in terms of the free throws, do you attribute that in this particular game to nerves, or are you a decent free throw shooting team overall?
Yeah, actually, in our scrimmage, we probably shot about 95%. So I really think it was stage fright, without a doubt. So I don't think that'll be indicative of how we shoot them for the regular season. But being in that, you know, arena and never being in there before, and, you know, obviously we had to go up after class, so we couldn't shoot around early in the morning, I think, played a big part. So hopefully that is not the norm.
Tim Ellison, in this ball game, a guard for you, a guy on your team from last year, 25 point, you know, in the ball game. You know, he's 6 of 9 from 3-point range. Boy, he was on fire. Kind of carried your team there.
Well, Tim is his second year with us, and he's going to probably play at 6'5", play the 3 position for us, which not too many teams at this level have that. So, you know, he's just been trying to get Tim to play hard every possession and learn how to play the game. What's a good shot? What's a bad shot? He's done a great job, and yeah, he had a big game, and you know, that's something that hopefully, you know, we can help him after this season ends and we're successful, help him make some money playing somewhere. So, you know, he's doing a great job for us.
You know, I want to dive a little deeper into the box score. And as I look at the box score, I have it right in front of me. I mean, your team turns the ball over only 10 times, yet Villanova turns it over 21 times. I mean, that's pretty significant.
Well, it's one thing we harp upon. We have to take care of the basketball. Like I said, if we could have shot better, then I would have been much more happy. But, you know, we have to take care of the basketball. We want to get out and run. We can't be throwing opportunities away. And then on the second fold, you know, we're going to be built on defense. We're going to be a very, very good defensive team. We had too many breakdowns of dribble penetration, but we did play enough defense to turn them over a number of times. But our individual defense and team defense still has a long way to go to where I'll be happy.
That is the voice of Jeff Rulin, head men's basketball coach at UDC, who joins us here on From the Press Box to Press Row. Can you just kind of, and we talked to you around this time last year, and, you know, I kind of got the sense, and, you know, that it, you thought it would be a long season, kind of coming in late, not really having the players you wanted per se. Can you had the one victory last year. Can you kind of talk about last year and kind of some of the differences we'll see from last year to what you expect to happen this year?
Well, anytime you win one game, you know, it's a long year, but, you know, we came in undermanned and wound up probably the last half of the year with only five players, and three of those were walk-ons. So, you know, you say one victory, not successful, but, you know, the guys that we did have competed hard. We were in most games, and they definitely got better. But just knew it was a matter of time before Coach Stokes and I got, you know, a number of our guys in here and some new recruits and some new blood, and we've done that. We've got three Division I transfers and three or four young guys that probably are Division I, you know, board of Division I players. So we're going to be good. You know, how good, it, you know, still yet to be seen. But I would say we're going to have a healthy amount of wins compared to last year.
You know, in just kind of looking at the roster, you know, Eric Johnson – he is a freshman. He's a 6'8" guy. You know, you have Derek Jones, who's 6'7" as well. Well, you have to kind of use maybe your quickness against some of the other teams that may be a little bigger than you.
Well, at this level, I haven't seen too many teams with big guys. You know, Eric is 6'8". He's still growing. He just the other week just turned 18. Dyreek's 6'7", but he's got a big lower body. He's very physical and a very good rebounder, and he's young. You know, he's a sophomore, but, you know, he's still 18. So, you know, I'm not worried about having 6'10 or 6'10 guys at this level. We're big. We're probably big and athletic as any team in D2. And, you know, those young guys are getting better, and Dyreek is definitely our best player. And Eric's been only playing a short time. He's going to be a hell of a player before he leaves here. You know, how much he contributes this year yet to be seen, but he's got some innate things that you cannot teach. He's got a nose for the ball. He doesn't bring the ball down. There's definitely things he needs to improve on, obviously, that we're working on, but he's got a bright future.
Jeff Rulin, head men's basketball coach at UDC, joins us here on the program. You know, how much does it change? Because, I mean, when you look at last year, Nigel Munson led your team in scoring in excess of 19 points per game. I mean, how much of a dynamic does it change once he's healthy and comes back to your team?
Well, he's not only the points, which I think he'll actually be more this year because you know, he hadn't played in a couple of years, but he's more of a true point guard, which we're lacking right now. You know, Brandon and Keith are, you know, are starting backcourt right now, but they're both probably, you know, more two guards than point guards. So we have some concerns until Nigel gets back about running our offense. But once he gets back, I think we have three or four guys that could easily be 20-point scorers. So it's going to be a great luxury at this level, you know, not to only have one guy that teams can key on. So they're gonna have to pick their poison.
And finally, I think when we talked to you last year, I don't think you had a whole lot of home games last year, but you got quite a few this year. Of course, you open up the season against the defending CIAA champions in St. Augustine's. Their team is totally different. A new coach this year right there at your place. You know, just talk about that and how excited maybe the guys are to kind of, you know, to kind of get the season underway and to start your regular season at home against the Falcons.
Oh, without a doubt. I mean, you know, obviously we want to get the program turned around here. We want people to come to the game and have a great experience, and we want to develop a great home court advantage. You know, that's what college basketball is all about, and that's something that, you know, obviously we try to do and have more home games, and we'll do in the future, and have this, you know, have a great atmosphere for people in D.C. to come, you know, come and watch some great basketball in a great setting. I mean, the gym is nice. It seats just a little under 3,000 people, and we want people to come in here and have a nice, you know, nice time. It doesn't cost a lot of money to go to the games and get some great entertainment.
Well, finally, I said lastly, but then finally, the game on January 3rd against Elizabeth City in Charlotte. How did that at Bobcats Arena? How did that come about?
Well, Coach Stokes had coached at Elizabeth City before, and then he had the great idea that, you know, the Bobcats were hosting some college games, and and we worked that angle, and it's great to not only play there, but then afterwards the Bobcats are going to play the Heat. So it's a great situation for us, you know, playing that type of arena and, you know, be able to stand and watch that game. So it's great exposure, and it's great for the university.
Jeff Rulin in his second season as the head men's basketball coach at UDC, as the Firebirds open the regular season on Friday, November the 12th, as they host the Falcons of St. Augustine.
Come on out and see us. We're getting there. You know, the president and the AD have done some great things, and we've made great strides, and we're going to make D.C. proud of us.
Absolutely. Hey, Coach Rulin, as always, I appreciate the time. Good luck to you and the Firebirds this season.
Thanks again for having us. God bless.